Welcome to 7 Minutes of Wisdom. I'm featuring today my new teaching called 12 Proofs of Love. Right there you'll see it on the CD. In fact, this is my gift that I would like to rush you in appreciation of your seed of $58 for our ministry during this week. Nothing is more powerful on earth than the force of love. Love enables us to express. There's two great needs in our life, the need to give love and the need to receive love. The need to give love and the need to receive it. In this teaching, the 12 Proofs of Love, I studied this out of great pain, great disappointment. No one likes to be deceived. Nothing strips you of your significance than the feeling that you trusted someone with your secrets. You trusted someone with your heart. You opened the door and you allowed them to enter your life, only to find out later that it may have been one-sided. You felt feelings, but in a matter of weeks, they were with someone else. What happens when you've loved someone for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years? What happens in a marriage? Does love die? Can it be revived? We know that the source of love is not a human. We're not the factory for love. God is love. The Holy Spirit is the manufacturer of love. We can be attracted. You can even feel passion and desire. And you can feel response towards someone. How do you know if someone really loves you? 50% of Americans are single. Every day I get letters from widows, divorcees. I get letters from men who are lonely, wanting a mate. Fathers who are raising their children alone. I get letters all over the world from over 100 countries, actually 136, who email me, who write to me. And they'll say, Dr. Mike, I'm in a relationship, but I don't know if this person really loves me. I don't know if it will last. I remember dating a Puerto Rican girl many years ago, and she was so passionate and expressive. And I said, Mother, do you believe she loves me? And my mother said, Oh, son, there's no doubt she loves you. She paused and then replied, Now, whether she would love you 5 years or not from now, I don't really know. And because I trusted my mother so much, I watched it. And sure enough, it fizzled in about 6 weeks. Passion is not true love. Desire is not true love. In reality, you don't feel love every day. Behavior can neutralize the joy in you. There can be distraction. Tired people rarely feel up to adaptation. When you're weary, when you're tired, you don't want to make changes. So what are the scriptural proofs of love? Look at that again, the 12 proofs of love. What are the proofs that divine love is operating in you for someone else? I've even had people say, I don't even know if I really love this person anymore. My mother told me one time, she said, nobody loves every day, son. I said, Mother, has there been times you and Daddy, you wish you'd never had us kids? She said, many times. I didn't know what to do with that. The first proof of love is the passion to give. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. Think twice if you're dating someone and you don't have a desire to give. To buy gifts, to give them time, to give them trinkets. Now, there's 5 languages of love, according to a popular book that's out. By the way, that's a powerful book. I would urge you to go to Barnes & Noble and buy that book, The 5 Languages of Love. It's worth. Some people feel love through seeds of gifts, some through words, some through touch, some through service. But there's different ways that we interpret love and we receive love. A second proof of love is the willingness to adapt. The willingness to adapt. It's not that we give up our right or our distinctions of desires. But what another person needs becomes important to us. The man comes home early for supper because his wife wants him there extra early for supper. The wife adapts. I like what my sister Deborah said. Adaptation is an investment. A third proof of love is the desire to protect. When you love your child, you're very sensitive about who's with the child, who's around the child. You don't want to see them hurt. You don't want to see them damaged. Protect them from offenses. Protect them from violence. Protect them from deceivers and deception. I tell every father, before you let your girl marry a man, you look at his bank account and see if he is able to take care of the girl that you have poured 20 years of your life into. And because he comes on with a good-looking face and a cute talk and a swagger, you watch your daughter. Why? There's a passion to protect. There are 12 proofs. And once you walk through these proofs, you will never again be deceived by anybody about what they tell you they feel about your life. If you'd like to have this today, when you sow your seed of $58, just click on number nine, online giving, and you can sow through credit card if you'd like. But this is my gift to you today, and I think you'll be blessed for many, many years to come. The most important thing is it's going to save you a lot of heartache. It's going to cause you to catapult to a new season. Thank you for watching 7 minutes of wisdom today. And if you don't receive my daily encouragement call, Morning Motivation, let me know. I'll send it to you every morning. Thanks for being in my life.